And we named it a few different kinds of fire trucks that you can think of. Can you think of any different?
Hooking at her.
All right, any others?
Engine.
Any others?
Innovator.
That's good. If something isn't really a long distance away, someone says, where is it? You say, oh, that's just a little...
little ways off.
Or it's a, that's a long...
ways up.
And something isn't difficult to purchase. Someone says, where can I, what store sells this? You say, oh, you can get one of those.
Practically anywhere.
And, you know what they call the trenches dug by a plow? This is the grain that is used, made into bread.
Wheat.
Yeah, okay, farmer had a good year. He says, we raised a big, what?
Crop.
Say it together, that's right.
A big crop of wheat.
And to remove the shrubs and trees from a land, is, they did what the land? They
cleared them in?
And you have, this isn't a trick question, you have one bushel of wheat, and you add 39 more than you have.
40 bushels of wheat.
Can we get the pronunciation to see if you say bushel or bushel, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, a lot of people think you're trying to pound, but there's some kind of bushel. You know what the Quaker makes, product that Quaker
oatmeal.
Yeah. Now, did you ever hear of this machine on a farm, your thresher or thrasher? Have you ever heard of that?
What does it do? Refine?
You're familiar with the name of thresher or thrasher? Okay, I don't know about it. Well, if you're talking about oats, though, being processed, would you say oats is processed or oats are processed?
Oats are processed.
All right, and if 2 miles is the greatest distance you could go without collapsing, you say, I'm sorry, but 2 miles is...
all I can take.
All the, would you say further or farther? All the further, all the farther?
Farther.
Something belongs, I ask you, whose pencil is this? You say
it's mine.
Or it's...
it's yours.
And it belongs to both of us, you say
it's ours.
And it belongs to them, you say.
It's theirs.
It belongs to him, you say.
It's his.
It belongs to her, you say.
It's hers.
In what kind of a context would you use you all?
Speaking of a organization, a group of people belonging to the same organization.
You might say, in a sentence, give me an example in a sentence.
You all will have to use a different room.
All right. And how about who all?
That's future tense.
Yeah, would you ever use a phrase, you want to know, might you ask who all was there?
Yes. Who all was there? Who all is coming?
Okay, fine. And if you want to know everything a person said, might you say, what did he say?
What all did he say?
Uh-huh. And something you might use to stretch over a paper, around to keep papers together?
A string?
Or
rubber band?
Yeah.